The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed do not represent the views of management or Red Zebra Broadcasting.
Yes, we can. Vote and support Obama 1260.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on Progressive Talk AM 1260, sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dr. Kevin Passero, co-host for the show with Dana Lake. I'm your host for the next hour tonight. We are here every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. and cover a wide range of subjects related to diet, health, nutrition, lifestyle, and exercise. Give you helpful suggestions every week, and if we can highlight some controversies, we always will spice it up if we can. We usually have a special guest, and I have a great one coming on tonight, and we always welcome your calls. Tonight especially, I have a topic that I'm really hoping to get some listener participation with. So if you're at a phone or you have a piece of paper, I'm going to give you the call-in number. And if you'd like to call in, I encourage you to. The number is 301-984-2173. Again, that's 301-984-2173. I'm going to just take a minute to introduce myself. I'm Dr. Kevin Passero. My training is as a naturopathic doctor. A lot of people aren't exactly aware of what that is, so I want to give a little bit of background. To acquire a naturopathic doctorate degree, I attended a naturopathic medical school for 4 years after receiving my bachelor's in environmental biology. True naturopathic medical schools have the same admission requirements as a regular medical school and are designed to train basically a primary care doctor that specializes in natural therapies. As a naturopathic doctor, I receive extensive training in nutrition, herbal medicine, homeopathy, vitamin therapy, and physical medicine, and all this is grounded in the scientific context that a regular doctor would be grounded in, such as anatomy, physiology, biochemistry, pathology, microbiology, all the ologies, the list goes on. I do have a private practice in Annapolis, Maryland, but I also spend some time on Tuesdays over at the Village Green in Bethesda. So if you're interested in learning more about naturopathic medicine, or you have a question for me or a question about something we covered in today's show, you can feel free to call the Village Green on a Tuesday. If I'm not with a customer or a client, I'd be happy to take your call and answer any questions. Today, we're going to be talking about this general aspect of supplements. And I would say the best way to phrase the title of the show is how to choose a supplement. And this is going to go all the way from how to design a supplement program for you, meaning every day if you're into health and wellness and you subscribe to any newsletters or you watch the news or anything like that, every day there's going to be things that are going to come up about, oh, the next best nutrient, this thing prevents this disease, this thing prevents that disease, drink wine, don't drink wine, drink coffee, don't drink coffee, take these vitamins. It's very confusing and there's a lot of conflicting information. So I'm going to try and present somewhat of a logical way for people who are looking to take vitamins but are not quite sure what they're doing to create a realistic approach. The other thing that we're going to be talking about, which is really important, and people ask me these questions all the time, is how to choose a good supplement. I mean, you could walk into a place. I mean, vitamins are available everywhere from grocery stores to pharmacies to convenience stores. How do you pick something up off the shelf, turn it around, look at the label, and decide whether or not it's a good supplement? Although you can't always use that as a way to figure it out, sometimes you have to be a little bit more of a detective and do some more research. I'm going to give you some tips today of things to look for when you pick up a vitamin bottle and you look on the back and you look at the ingredients, how to make a good educated assessment about whether or not that is a good quality supplement or not. So I'm really hoping that you guys are going to have some questions. So again, I'm going to give you the call-in number. It's 301-984-2173. If you have any questions or want me to cover anything specific today, feel free to give me a call. So one of the first things, and we're going to have a great special guest. Bill Pallett has been helping to design and formulate supplements for 15 or 20 years. He's in an industry or a leader in an industry where he's really going to help. I'm going to ask him some great questions to help you guys understand what's the difference between, you know, you pick up one bottle and it says it has echinacea and another bottle says it has echinacea. Well, how do you tell based on what the company's doing who has a better product? And this goes for minerals, this goes for vitamins, this goes for herbs, this goes for just about everything that might be in a vitamin or nutritional supplement. And he's going to really help explain to you guys the nuts and bolts of the industry and what things should be done to ensure a good quality supplement. So first, I kind of want to talk about just some general overview. You're not a supplement taker. Maybe you're an expert supplement taker. You're not quite sure how to exactly structure what you should be doing with your supplements. Well, I mean, obviously, the first thing are supplements should be used as they're intended to be used, which is basically as an adjunct to a really healthy lifestyle, which means a good diet and good exercise. If you have someone who, you know, is eating fast food, they're very sedentary, they drink a ton of soda, they're doing all of these things that are not good for their bodies, yet they're taking, you know, a bunch of supplements, it's really not going to make up the difference. Now, I'm a firm believer in supplement and supplement therapy, and I have been able to help people enormously with their health by using vitamin supplements. But the reality is that even the best quality vitamin supplement is only, you know, moderately absorbed by your body, just by the nature that your body can only take so much in at one time. So vitamin therapy and supplement therapy, herbal therapy, all of those things should be an adjunct to a good foundation lifestyle. And what I tell every one of my patients is that, you know, the vitamins can really help produce profound improvements in your health, but that will be very much limited if you don't make the appropriate diet and lifestyle changes. So, you know, just keep in mind that where you should put them. And I'm sure you all know that, but, you know, I have to mention it. So one of the things to look at is just take a general overview of your health. Try to consider, you know, what are some of the most important things that are going on with my health right now, and try and use that as somewhat of a gauge to decide what supplement should I be taking. All right. So for example, one of the first things you want to look at when looking at your health is always look at your family history, because family history can be a really important marker for some of the health challenges you may face in the future. So start by making a list of all the health problems that primary family members suffer from. So these are brothers, sisters, parents, obviously that's primary, and then you can move into grandparents, you can move into aunts and uncles and cousins, and if you start to make a list and look around, you may start to see certain trends going on in your family and your family history. And if you start to see those trends and identify them, you can start to structure a supplement protocol that really supports that aspect of it. So now look at family history. All right, now you need to take into consideration some lifestyle habits that may have contributed to problems in your family history. For instance, let's say your father had heart disease, okay? But he was a 5-pack-a-day cigarette smoker and you're not. Well, you know, yes, there is a family history of heart disease, but if you're not a smoker and he was, that really changes things a little bit. You may not be at as high of a risk for heart disease. So then you really want to start looking at other aspects. Did any of your father's brothers have heart disease? Well, if they did and they didn't smoke, then you know that is actually a family history risk factor and not necessarily just due to the smoking. So there are some red flags to look for. If a certain trend is very consistent throughout a family history, pay very close attention to it. For example, colon cancer and breast cancer can be very common in families between parents, siblings, aunts, and uncles. Same with heart disease. Also, if one or more of your family members was afflicted with a condition like heart disease at a younger than average age, you should be extra cautious about your risk factor, particularly if this happened in your same-sex parent. So if you are a woman and your mom suffered from a heart attack at a very young age, that is a greater risk factor than if potentially she had some heart disease and died, you know, of something else when she was 96. You know, this comes up a lot in men with heart disease. If you have if you're a male and your father suffered a heart attack or a heart disease related condition at a very young age, that brings up some very particular concerns, and you want to be definitely aggressive about doing some things about it. So also people choose supplements on a basis of supporting the body through already existing conditions. So let's say your family history looks clear. Obviously, it makes sense when you're choosing what kind of supplements you should take. Do you suffer from arthritis? Do you suffer from, you know, maybe something related to the eyes like macular degeneration? Do you suffer from, you know, whatever it is, the condition that you're trying to deal with? Do you have a history of some heart disease or some cardiovascular problems? You're obviously going to use those factors to try and guide your supplementation a little bit. And then, of course, make sure you sit down with someone to sort of discuss that and go over it. So when we come back from the break, I'm really going to be getting into the nuts and bolts of how to choose a good supplement, different forms, what really you're looking for. So again, this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living on Progressive Talk AM 1260, sponsored by The Village Green. Stay with us. I will be back after the break. Don't go anywhere. See you in a minute.
Yes, we can. Vote and support Obama 1260.
Are you taking a calcium supplement to prevent bone loss? Be careful. Calcium by itself may not be enough. That's why you need Pathway Bone Guardian, a unique formulation containing a superior form of calcium called calcium hydroxyapatite, plus magnesium, vitamin D, zinc, and other bone-building trace materials. Mention this show and you'll get 30% off your purchase of Bone Guardian. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call 301-530-0800.
Overwhelmed, overstressed, overworked, overeating, overindulging. 'Tis the season to overdo. Protect yourself and your family with TwinLab Immunity Booster, Multivitamins, and Stress B Complex. TwinLab vitamins and minerals can help your family stay healthy, even when they're not acting healthy. Protect your family with TwinLab, the most trusted name in vitamins. TwinLab vitamins are available at all Better Health and Natural Food stores.
Taking a calcium supplement may not prevent bone loss. That's because calcium by itself is not enough. Don't take chances. Take Pathway Bone Guardian. This unique formulation contains a superior form of calcium called calcium hydroxyapatite, plus magnesium, vitamin D, zinc, and other supplements. Mention this show and you'll get 30% off your purchase of Bone Guardian. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5414 West Cedar Lane or call them at 301-530-0800.
Help bolster immunity with Immunicore. It's a core immune support plus more. Immunicore is designed to help provide multidimensional support for immune function with three powerful core ingredients. Immunicore provides clinically demonstrated ultra-potent C, essential zinc, and health-enhancing mushrooms. This easy-to-use science-based formula is ideal for long-term immune protection. Arm your patients with Immunicore today. These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Question, how's your back? Your knees?
Ow.
Your neck? Bigger question, how are you responding to inflammation? In the past, there weren't many natural options for managing inflammation in a healthy manner. But now there's Zyflamed from New Chapter, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation. So the next time somebody asks, how's your back? Just answer Zyflamed, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation.
You're listening to me, Lytle, at my new time, 3 to 6 on Obama 1260, WWRC.
Hello, welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, your host for the evening. I just want to remind you guys that our lines are open. If anybody wants to call in and ask me any questions, the call-in number is 301-984-2173. Tonight, we're talking about how to choose a good quality vitamin supplement. We spent the first segment of the show discussing aspects of what types of things you want to think about when crafting your supplement plan. I didn't have time to mention it in the last segment, so I'm just going to mention it real quick now. It's also very, very important to consider what other types of medication, pharmaceutical medications you're on when you're choosing a supplement program, because obviously there is always a potential that pharmaceutical medications can be affected by and interact with vitamin supplements, or I should say it the other way around, vitamin supplements can interact with prescription medication. And some of these interactions can potentially make a prescription medication less effective or in some cases, more effective. It just depends. And now we don't always want either one of those results from happening. So the next thing that we're going to get into is actually talking about supplement forms. So, you know, what type of supplement do you want to pick? Because you can go to if you go there, you can take a look at the shelf and there might be something that's in a powder form. There might be something that's in a liquid form, in a capsule form, in a tablet form. How do you really make sense of all these things and what do we do with them? Well, general rule of thumb, powders and liquids are often the most highly absorbable form of supplements because there's no barrier. There's no capsule barrier. There's no tablet barrier. It's just the liquid or the powder going right into your system. This may make them well suited for individuals with decreased ability to digest. So for older individuals, I would say elderly individuals, anybody over the age of 70, you know, may do really well with powders and liquids because they offer no barrier for digestion. Also for young kids who don't always know how to swallow pills or take vitamins, powders and liquids are great. And, this is where I got to give the Village Green Apothecary a little bit of a plug. They have a compounding department. So if there's any kind of vitamin or any kind of supplement or nutrient that you want and you have a child, they can specifically make that up into a liquid formulation and they can flavor it and do all sorts of great things with it so that kids can easily take supplements. Then we get into capsules. Capsules are a good form. Typically, they're the best absorbed pill form of a supplement because the gelatin capsule is very easy for the body to break down. Capsule production also requires no binders or coatings usually just flowing agents, which basically help the materials. Let's say they're encapsulating vitamin C. They may add some flowing agents to help that vitamin C flow through the machines a little bit easier. But unlike tablets, they don't require binders or coatings. So what are binders or coatings? So when you make a tablet, you actually take that vitamin C material and you press it together and you get it all to stick together. And in order to get everything to stick together, you have to put binders in it. And then after you put the binders in it, usually they put some type of coating on top of it to help with swallowing. Now, some companies do a really good job of using binders and coaters that don't really affect the dissolution rates, meaning that when you swallow the pill, it actually dissolves quite well in your stomach and the vitamins and nutrients are released. However, the more inexpensive types of supplements and the ones that have less care going into their production use binders and fillers that make it very difficult for your body to break down these supplements. So when I was in medical school and we were studying radiology, we would see these x-rays of people's lower gastrointestinal system looking for different types of pathology. And sometimes you would see this little oblong shape sitting in the large intestine. And basically, if it's gotten to the large intestine and the tablet is still 100% intact, it's not doing any good at that point. It's just going to come out the other end. So, tablets, a good quality tablet can be good, but I would say as a general rule of thumb, liquids, powders, and capsules do a really good job with absorption. Tablets are good if you know you're getting it from a company that is doing a good job in producing the tablet so it has a good dissolution rate. Also, there can be issues of additives in supplements. This is where we're really going to get into this aspect of purity and nutrient forms and bioavailability. So this is a perfect segue to bring my special guest on. Bill Pallett has been in the manufacturing industry with supplements for many, many years, and he is a consultant for the Village Green line of Pathway, which is actually a great line. And he's going to be on the phone with us today to talk about some of these issues. So, Bill, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, great.
Thanks for having me, Dr.
Sario. Yeah, thanks for joining us, Bill. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
So you've heard a little bit of the show. We're going to get into this issue of additives and purity. So, one thing that is always a concern of mine, is issues with additives. Like, I always try and steer people to use supplements that don't contain any added soy, corn, wheat, or dairy products because they can be sensitive to them.
Exactly.
And so, from your standpoint, why would any manufacturers put these things in supplements in the first place?
Well, sometimes the raw material might come, for example, vitamin E. The majority of the vitamin E that's in the marketplace today does come from soy, for example. But what's extracted from the soybean oil is pure vitamin E with no proteins or allergens involved. So what you have is a pure vitamin E product. That does not cause any kind of allergen situation. However, certain starting material have to be identified, and we as the supplier of supplements for Village Green, we identify all necessary allergens according to FDA regulations and regulations on labeling.
Right. So, for example, I mean, with your example, it's more derived from soy, but sometimes, you know, there might be other additives like corn or something like that in supplements, you know, that you definitely want to avoid.
Yeah, exactly. And our line of products are allergen-free. They're hyperallergenic. We do list very emphatically every aspect of that product, what is in the product, all the excipients, and we are
can you explain what an excipient is?
Excipient is what you were just explaining to previously, those
flowing agent.
Flow agents,
yeah,
basically, that are needed in the manufacturing process to run the material, the ingredients, through the stainless steel machinery, so it basically comes together as a finished product and is either finished off as a capsule or pressed as a tablet, effectively. These excipients are natural in nature. They're all under, you know, the guise of the FDA. We don't use any synthetic or chemically derived excipients. We use products that are derived from natural sources or vegetable oils as excipients. And again, it does not make any kind of a high percentage of the total product. It's just minute amounts that are needed for the flow and binding effect and compression effect of that tablet or capsule.
So let's talk about dissolution factors, because I started this segment off talking about the different forms of supplements, and I talked about tablets and how, you know, tablets, generally speaking, are out of capsules, liquids, and powders are going to be the most poorly absorbed, unless the tablet is made well and there's, you know, it dissolves well. So, you know, what kind of things, you know, being in the manufacturing business just in general, and I know this applies to the products at the Village Green, but from a more general standpoint, I mean, as a manufacturer, what kind of things are you guys looking at to do to make sure that a tablet will dissolve well, and what kind of things can be done to ensure that, you know, people get good absorption even with a tablet product?
Absolutely, that's a very good point. Well, every batch, every lot that we make, we run through special machinery. We use a USP disintegration apparatus, and it is done in water at body temperature 98.6. And there is an agitation factor that actually emulates or represents the agitation effect that goes on in one person in a human stomach. And in that base of water, we have very strict guidelines that tablet dissolves within 30 minutes uncoated and maximum 40 minutes coated. And again, you're going to have a different pH than water, even with the agitation factors, and that product is going to dilute or dissolve a lot more rapidly and effectively in the pH of a healthy stomach, of course.
Are there any specific ingredients that, or coaters, or binders that are used in the manufacturing of supplements that people should watch out for? Meaning, if they turn a bottle around and they're at a, you know, random place buying a supplement and they read the other ingredients, are there any ingredients that they should really look out for as far as binders or coaters that really reduce dissolution factors?
Might want in the mass market or commercial arena, you might find ingredients as talc. You might find things that are put in that formulation, like polysorbate 80, which kind of change the structure of the ingredients. They do that to possibly enhance the dissolution of the product, but it's usually a synthetic material. You know, also, too, we use, for example, in our time-release formulations, we don't use any harsh binding agents. We use a cellulose, which is basically vegetable fiber, and we pack that a little bit more tightly, so this way the product dissolves over a period of time for a time release formulation. Some other mass market products might use a synthetic coater or a very hard shellac, which of course is going to slow down and might even work against the dissolution of the product.
Sure.
As well as certain products as excipients like magnesium stearate, which you see in a lot of products. And what we use is an unhydrogenated vegetable oil from palm oil, and that's used as a slight excipient for the manufacturing process. But there are mass market products out there that will use a petrochemical or synthetic base of max stearate, which is actually negative to the product in the way of getting the most nutrient absorption of that product. It might, in fact, the synthetic material might rob that nutrient from being properly absorbed in the body.
Yep.
So we're very emphatic about how we use these excipients, and we make sure we have the optimal advantage for adequate for optimal absorption.
Good.
For that formulation.
That's great. Thank you, Bill. I want to talk just for a second about purity. We're going to have to cut to a break in about 30 seconds, but I just want to introduce this topic and address it when we come back from the break. But like, let's say you guys are manufacturing a supplement for someone, for us at the Village Green, and you know we want B vitamins in it. I know that B vitamins specifically can be, depending on where you get them from the raw material supplier, they can be cut with other impurities. And as long as you don't add them as the manufacturer, you don't have to list those impurities if that's how you got them from the raw material supplier. So, you know, I've always wanted to stress, you know, working with companies that really do examination of the raw ingredients when they come in from the raw material suppliers to ensure that there's no contaminants or other fillers or other things cut with the B vitamins that might dilute it or be potentially harmful.
Well, absolutely. And what we have developed at Reliance, we've developed strategic alliances with the world's leading ingredient manufacturers, whether it be B-complex or other USP pharmaceutical-grade ingredients. And unlike most other, these companies constantly conduct scientific research to help establish the safety and efficacy of these ingredients. They use their strict quality control procedures, which ensures the public that these ingredients are free of unwanted purity and contaminants. And in many cases, the ingredients that we're using with the allegiance, or the alliance of our of the leading manufacturers of raw material in the world, have been used in medical research. The actual patented and trademarked material that has been used in these clinical studies.
Right. So it's all about the starting material. So we need to cut to a break real quick.
Okay.
This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living on Progressive Talk AM 1260, sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us after the break. We'll have Bill back on. We'll talk about a few other important topics related to purity and different nutrient forms. And I'm going to give you guys some real examples about how to choose a good supplement when you actually walk into a store. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Yes, we can. Vote and support Obama 1260.
Are you taking a calcium supplement to prevent bone loss? Be careful. Calcium by itself may not be enough. That's why you need Pathway Bone Guardian, a unique formulation containing a superior form of calcium called calcium hydroxyapatite, plus magnesium, vitamin D, zinc, and other bone-building trace materials. Mention this show and you'll get 30% off your purchase of Bone Guardian. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call 301-530-0800.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This wintry season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary or online at MyVillageGreen.com. Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals, that's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Ask your functional medicine and consultant for complete details.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Like the election itself, we're fighting to keep a liberal voice alive here in Washington. Tell a friend you're listening to Obama 1260 WWRC.
Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by the Village Green. I'm Dr. Kevin Passero, your host for the evening. We're here every Wednesday night from 5 to 6 p.m. Tonight, we have been talking about how to choose a good supplement, what makes up a good supplement. We got a great special guest on the line, we're going to be now talking about some other issues related to, I guess I would say the term is bioavailability. Bill, was there anything from the last segment that you wanted to wrap up on?
Well, I wanted to talk too about our botanicals that we supply.
We're going to get there.
Okay.
We're definitely going to get there. Don't worry. That's a huge issue that I definitely want to cover. I guess, what better time than now to do it? So, what I wanted to talk about, at least getting started with botanicals, was some of the different basic concepts that people need to think about, like, liquid versus a dry botanical, like something that's in a capsule or something that's in a liquid. I just want to explain to people what the different forms are. Liquid botanical preparation is most likely going to be what's called a tincture, which is basically they've taken the botanical material, the plant, and they soak it in a very high concentration of alcohol for an extended period of time. And what this does is the alcohol is able to break down the cellulose structure of the plant cell walls, liberating the medicinal properties of the plants. Tincture products tend to be a little bit stronger and more potent than their just dry herb capsule counterparts. However, the compliance is usually not as high because of the taste factor. People don't always like to taste the strong alcohol flavor and also the flavor of the plant. The dry capsules are usually produced when the plant is harvested and then left to dry out. And basically, if that's done properly, it should be done under relatively low temperatures and out of direct sunlight, because those things will usually degrade the medicinal components and chemicals that are contained in the plant. Once the plant is dried, it's ground up, and then it's obviously put into a capsule form or pressed into a tablet form. Now, I think what you're alluding to has to do with botanical quality and some of the regulations around botanicals. And that's one of the biggest problems in the industry, is that there is not a lot of necessarily oversight into where people are getting raw materials of botanicals from. So some one supplement company could be producing Ginkgo biloba product, and they could be sourcing that Ginkgo biloba from somewhere in the Far East, in China, where we know, as all you have to do is watch the news once a week and you can see some of the substandard manufacturing practices that they have there. And it has been known that certain herbs coming from certain parts of the world are more likely to be contaminated with very harmful ingredients, one of the most dangerous ones being lead. We also don't know what kind of synthetic chemicals were used when that crop was being grown, what kind of herbicides, fungicides, pesticides, what was in the soil, was that right next to a nuclear power plant? You have no idea about any of these things. So there are some standards that are important to look for when trying to look at botanicals, and it is specific usually to this aspect of herbs, because herbs actually grow in the ground, whereas vitamins and nutrients can be produced in a lab. So sourcing the raw materials, you can have a little bit more control over. So I think this brings up a great point, and Bill, I know this is what you want to talk about. When we talk about the Pathway line and the Village Green line, being manufactured by you guys do something where you use European standardized botanicals, and this is a very important concept, and it's one of the reasons why I love the line so much, and it's so rare to find something like that. Why don't you now go ahead and explain what that means and why that is important for people?
Sure. Well, European governments have set a higher manufacturing standard for herbs or botanicals than in the United States, because Europe has always viewed plants as an important source of medicine. And unlike the United States medical establishment, the European community never has rejected plants as a valuable tool. European governments have chosen to subject plants to the same rigorous scientific standards as drugs. They've even created a regulatory agency for that. These European manufacturers have to conform to these regulations, and they do extensive clinical studies, safety, efficacy, which demonstrate the extensive manufacturing quality control and the efficacy of the products. When you talk about ginkgo, let's say, a doctor, you know, there's a lot of companies say, oh, yeah, we have a ginkgo that's standardized to a certain constituent, which is has a therapeutic value. But it's our ginkgo, and what we're emphatic about is that our ginkgo comes from a source from Europe. It comes from a company called Euromed, who is one of the leading European botanical extraction companies and producing companies in the world. And it is their ginkgo, and it is our ginkgo because that's our supplier, that particular product and that material is the ginkgo that has been studied for the efficiency and the efficacy of ginkgo's effect in the body.
Right. So when they say it's standardized, we know that it's standardized. We have a much higher level of confidence in the standardization of that product because we know that it's been evaluated by a regulatory government body versus somebody else could be basically just making a claim. And there's really nobody to actually enforce that at this point.
Exactly. So we rely on the European community, which has always valued the medicinal effect of these botanicals. I mean, anybody can say that they have a standardized ginkgo, but you can standardize the active components of that ginkgo. But where that source is coming from, how that source was extracted, the naturally occurring compounds in that formulation really are, and the value of that formulation and the fact that that was the material used in the medical studies for the efficacy of ginkgo, that makes a big difference on how it's going to support the body.
Right.
A lot of companies will say, oh, yeah, we use ginkgo, and it's standardized to a particular constituency. However, a lot of these companies, what they will do is borrow the science from the European community and kind of tab that on their particular product where, in fact, your product was manufactured, produced in an emerging company, let's say Southeast Asia, like you said, that does not have the quality, the manufacturing procedures, and might be looking at certain environmental conditions that are really restricting the efficacy and the quality of that product.
Well, not to mention the safety.
Yeah.
So, I just want to explain to anyone listening out there what standardization means. I mean, basically, when you find a medicinal plant like ginkgo or echinacea or saw palmetto or a lot of these different herbs that are out there, we will, you know, once rigorous scientific research is conducted on those plants, you can usually identify some specific compounds within the plant that seem to be the most responsible for the health benefits that we see in people and in animal models. So what we do, in this world of supplements and manufacturing is we try and standardize that botanical preparation to contain the highest amounts possible of the ingredient that we are associating with the health benefit. So that's why when we say, you know, a ginkgo biloba that is standardized, why that's important is because a good standardized product means that it contains high amounts of the medicinal property of that plant that is associated with the health benefit that we're looking for. You know, the other thing that why the European standardized herbs are great is because there's very little oversight or regulation to even guarantee that you're getting the right herb. You could have a species of an herb that's the medicinal species, and there could be a related species that has zero medicinal properties, but that's what the raw material manufacturers will send to the supplement producers. So that's what they end up putting in their machinery lines, and that's what ends up in your supplement. So you're getting a herb that has zero medicinal properties. It just happens to share a similar name and be somewhat related to the medicinal herb. And with European standardization, and any company that isn't using European standardization, if they're doing their job in checking every batch of raw material that comes in for certain tests that you can run it through to check for the accuracy, is it that plant? Does it have that constituents? And what kind of contaminants does it have? Will guarantee a much higher quality product. I love the European standardization aspect because it puts a very responsible regulatory oversight body into it, so you know that the herbs that you're getting are going to be safe and are going to be very high quality.
You know, and also what's important too, Doctor, is that the European extractors know the importance in preserving the full spectrum
right.
of naturally occurring compounds that are associated with that plant. So you have the medicinal synergy also available in that particular compound, just not the standardized extract, but the synergy of the other full-spectrum compounds that really give the full force.
Right, and
of course,
that is a very important point. As somebody who studied traditional herbalism, you know, we don't know exactly how some of these plants affect health, and because we take our science, put our science hats on, and try to elucidate what might be the most important ingredient in the health effects, we really don't know. And as you said, Bill, I think it's very important to respect the wisdom of nature, and that there are going to be other compounds that have never been identified or that we don't even know exist yet in this plant that could potentially work synergistically or in conjunction with that standardized ingredient that really results in the wonderful effects and the health benefits of these plants. So it's definitely a very, very important point. So, Bill, thank you so much for being on the show today. I really learned a lot, and hope my listeners did as well. I really appreciate you being on today.
It was my pleasure.
All right. Well, we are also going to take a short break, and when we come back, I'm going to actually read some vitamin labels for you and give you some specific examples of things to look for and not to look for. Again, I'm Dr. Kevin Passero. This is the Essentials of Healthy Living on Progressive Talk 1260 AM. Stay with us. We will be back in a minute.
Yes, we can. Vote and support Obama 1260.
Are you taking a calcium supplement to prevent bone loss? Be careful. Calcium by itself may not be enough. That's why you need Pathway Bone Guardian, a unique formulation containing a superior form of calcium called calcium hydroxyapatite, plus magnesium, vitamin D, zinc, and other bone-building trace materials. Mention this show and you'll get 30% off your purchase of Bone Guardian. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call 301-530-0800.
Overwhelmed, overstressed, overworked, overeating, overindulging. 'Tis the season to overdo. Protect yourself and your family with Twin Lab Immunity Booster, Multivitamins, and Stress B Complex. Twin Lab vitamins and minerals can help your family stay healthy, even when they're not acting healthy. Protect your family with Twin Lab, the most trusted name in vitamins. Twin Lab vitamins are available at all Better Health and natural food stores.
Taking a calcium supplement may not prevent bone loss. That's because calcium by itself is not enough. Don't take chances. Take Pathway Bone Guardian. This unique formulation contains a superior form of calcium called calcium hydroxyapatite, plus magnesium, vitamin D, zinc, and other supplements. Mention this show and you'll get 30% off your purchase of Bone Guardian. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5414 West Cedar Lane or call them at 301-530-0800.
Question. How's your back? Your knees?
Ow.
Your neck? Bigger question. How are you responding to inflammation? In the past, there weren't many natural options for managing inflammation in a healthy manner. But now there's Zyflamed from New Chapter, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation. So the next time somebody asks, how's your back? Just answer Zyflamed, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation.
Help boost your immunity with Immunocore. It's a core immune support plus more. Immunocore is designed to help provide multidimensional support for immune function with three powerful core ingredients. Immunocore provides clinically demonstrated ultra-potent C, essential zinc, and health-enhancing mushrooms. This easy-to-use, science-based formula is ideal for long-term immune protection. Arm your patients with Immunocore today. These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Can you hear now? Yes, you can. Lionel, every weekday afternoon, 3 to 6 p.m. on Obama 1260 WWRC.
Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, your host for this evening. We're here every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. So please tune in to learn more about all these wonderful things regarding health, wellness, diet, nutrition, lifestyle, exercise. Today we're talking about how to choose a good supplement and some of the things that go into supplement manufacturing. We had a great guest on the line, Bill Pallett, and he really helps out with producing our pathway line, which is the actual Village Green line, and was just talking about some of the basic principles that put into place regarding you know, making a good quality supplement. We talked about that European standardization of the botanicals, which I can't stress how important that is, because really, honestly, folks, in a lot of these vitamins and supplements that you're picking up, you have no idea where these herbs are coming from. And, you know, I think it's extremely valuable that the public has very easy access to supplements, but I do agree with some of the naysayers of the supplement industry in that there does need to be some type of regulation over the industry, you know, and I wish it was self-implied because it's self-enforced, because as soon as we get the government involved, you know, then things become a little bit tricky. But if we could get some type of self-enforced or some type of standardization or some type of seal of approval within the supplement industry so that it could guarantee people that what they're buying is going to be safe, I think that's very important. If you're not sure and you don't have the time to do all the research on what supplements you need to be taking, then do me a favor and go to a place that can educate you and that can have people that knows what they're talking about to help you make a good decision about what supplements to get. You know, just walking into a random store and just picking something out may not be the best way if there's nobody to help you and guide you. You know, the people at the Village Green, of course, we have a wonderful pathway line, but we have thousands and thousands of other products. If there's something about the pathway line that you don't like, there's so many other products to choose from, and somebody, one of our knowledgeable associates there, can really help you find a good quality vitamin and can really give you, you know, the answers that you may want in regards to what's in it. And I guarantee you that if they don't have the answers, they'll find out and get back to you. So what I want to do now is I want to talk to you about, I'm going to read you the lists and labels, and these supplements names are going to remain anonymous to protect, I guess, the not so innocent. But I'm going to read you some of the ingredients, and I just want you to take note of what you might look for. So I'm going to give you an example of what a low quality supplement is going to look like when you pick it up and look on the back. All right. Now, seemingly, when you first look at it, it doesn't look like a big deal. You read each tablet contains, what do we got? Vitamin A, some vitamin C, vitamin D, thiamine, riboflavin. These are all the B vitamins, some B6, folic acid, B12. Hey, what's the problem with this? Panathenic acid, some iron, some iodine, zinc, selenium. It looks like a standard regular multivitamin. Looks fine, right? Well, the place where you need to look when evaluating about a supplement is you need to look in the area where it says other ingredients. These are not the ingredients. This is not the vitamins and minerals that are listed with the RDAs. This is the other ingredients section. And as a general rule of thumb, the longer the list of other ingredients, the poorer the quality of the supplement. Because a high quality supplement should not have many else thing, should not have many other things in it besides the vitamins. So here we go. I'm going to read off this list of other ingredients. We have dibasic calcium phosphate, magnesium oxide, potassium chloride, calcium carbonate, microcrystalline cellulose, ascorbic acid, ferrous fumarate. So they're actually listing the forms of the vitamins that are in there. This is their form of magnesium, which is magnesium oxide, which typically is the most poorly absorbed magnesium, as well as calcium carbonate. Now, that's a little bit fancy. I know about what forms of vitamins are better absorbed than others. You may not know that, but you can pretty much tell if a company is using something like magnesium oxide or calcium carbonate in your supplement. Those are usually the most inexpensive forms of those, so the company is buying them at a very cheap price so that they can sell the supplement for less expensive or have a higher profit margin. Now, here's one thing that I do want you to look out for. Vitamin E. Not all vitamin E is created equal. For instance, in this supplement, the vitamin E is labeled as DL-alpha-tosopherol. So it's a little D, as in dog, a little L, as in Larry, dash alpha-tosopherol. DL alpha-tosopherol is artificial synthetic vitamin E. It is not associated with the health benefits most people associate with vitamin E. Natural vitamin E is listed on the label simply as D alpha-tosopherol. It is without the L. So DL alpha-tosopherol, you want to avoid any supplement. So any bottle that you pick up, multivitamin, whatever it is, if it contains vitamin E, you want to see what kind of vitamin E it has. If it has the DL form of vitamin E, you want to put that supplement back on the shelf and pick up another one that just has the D alpha, which is the natural occurring form of vitamin E. Okay? So I'm going to read on. We got all the other vitamins, beta carotene, biotin, boric acid. Now, here's an interesting one to throw in there, BHT. Now, BHT is not a vitamin. It is not a mineral. It is not an herb. BHT is a preservative. BHA and BHT are two very common preservatives used in the food industry, and we know that BHA and BHT have been associated with higher risks of certain types of cancer in animal models. What is this doing in my vitamin supplement that's supposed to be benefiting my health? I don't know. It's a preservative. I guess it's so that maybe they can produce more amounts, let them sit on the shelf longer without having any problems with it. There is no reason why BHT needs to be in your supplement. It is a potentially carcinogenic material, even though the FDA probably claims that it's safe, that it is safe for human consumption in small amounts. But still, why would you want that in your supplement? Then we have some forms of calcium. Looks like some vitamin D. Let me read on here. Some more DL-alpha-tesulfurol. Here we go. FDNC yellow 6 aluminum lake. So FDNC yellow 6 aluminum lake. That is not a vitamin, folks. That is not a mineral. That is not an herb. That is simply an artificial coloring. So why can't a supplement just look like what it's supposed to look like? Here we have an artificial coloring. This is a huge red flag for staying away. Next ingredient, hydrogenated palm oil. We know hydrogenated fats are associated with things like increased risk of heart disease. All of the different food manufacturers are having to pull hydrogenated fats out of food because we know it's detrimental to health. Why is it in our supplement? What else do we have here? Some other vitamins. Let me just read over this. Silicon dioxide, sodium benzoate, sodium citrate, all these different sodium. These are all different preservatives. Talc. Bill mentioned talc is a very difficult coating and binding agent that makes it very difficult for the body to break down the supplement and absorb the nutrients. So, I mean, primarily these examples, this is an artificial form of vitamin E. We have a very unnatural preservative and we have artificial flavoring or a coloring. So this is an example of what you don't want. There's probably a list of 20 or 30 things in here that are not what we want. Now, if I pull a good supplement off the shelf, these are both multivitamins. I pull a good multivitamin off the shelf. I read the list of ingredients. Yes, we have the same thing. Vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, all the B vitamins, folic acid. On initial appearance, it looks pretty much the same. I go right to the vitamin E. What form of vitamin E is it? It's the D-alpha-tesulfurol acetate. That is the good form of vitamin D. It is not the DL that I gave the previous example of. Then let's go to other ingredients. What else is in here? Other ingredients, magnesium stearate, stearic acid, and microcrystalline cellulose. Those are the only three other ingredients listed. All those things are, these are the expedients, these are the flowing agents that are used to help the material flow through the machine better to get it into the capsule better. So again, an example, what to look for, what not to look for. Stay away from synthetic forms of vitamins. Stay away from any type of label that says it has artificial preservatives in it or artificial flavors in it. Stay away from anything that has too many different binders and fillers, like talc is a red flag. Stick with something that's simple. Also, usually a good quality supplement will say, guaranteed to contain no added sugar, salt, dairy, yeast, wheat, corn, or soy, or preservatives, or artificial colors or flavors. That's ensuring you that the company is going through that extra step to try and produce a really high quality supplement. So again, there's going to be one other thing that I'm going to mention. Now, there are some supplements that you can get away with not paying a lot of money for. I'm going to tell you that if there is a kind of supplement that you're going to try and pay a little bit more money for, I'm going to recommend that you spend a little extra money with a fish oil. Fish oils are very popular these days, and I just have to touch on this for a minute. I have a lot of patients that come in and they're very excited because they've heard fish oil is good, and they bring in their huge bottle of fish oil that they got from their big box store. They got 500 capsules for $19.95 and they're very excited about it. But it's a problem because fish oil is a very tricky supplement. You really want to take the extra time and extra money to get a high quality fish oil supplement, because that will guarantee that this fish oil supplement has been treated properly during the processing component. So it's not heavily oxidized. It'll also ensure that it's been have the heavy metals removed and contaminants removed from it, because we know our oceans are polluted. Also, it usually occurs in the naturally occurring triglyceride form, which is very important for your body's ability to absorb and utilize the fish oil. And it should always say that the fish oil has been third-party tested to be free of any contaminants or pesticides. So just take a minute to use and to make sure that you get a high-quality fish oil supplement. So thank you so much for being with me tonight. I hope you learned something. If you have any further questions, feel free to stop in or call me at the Village Green. Thank you, everybody, and have a great night.